Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. But before we begin with the scripture passage, let us start with a brief word of praise. The psalmist said, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." So what is something for which we can praise God today? I suggest that you praise God today for His goodness. God demonstrates His goodness when He shows us kindness, when He answers prayer, when He provides for our needs, when He shows us His love, and of course, when He provides a way for us to be right with Him through the sacrifice and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Psalm 25:8 says, "The Lord is good and upright. Therefore, He shows sinners the way." We praise You, Lord. We praise You today for Your goodness, for Your goodness. Let's focus on the scripture passage. Our setting today is that we've moved away from the temple discourse, this long conversation that Jesus has with the Jewish religious leaders in and around the temple. He is still in Jerusalem. He is still close to the temple. And here in this passage, He performs a miracle. He heals a blind man. Now, there are three reasons why Jesus heals people in the Bible. Number one, it's a demonstration of His goodness. We just praised Him for His goodness. He demonstrates that in His healing. Secondly, it provided a platform for His teaching. And we'll see that when we get to the end of chapter 9 and the beginning of chapter 10, that this miracle that we focus on today will become the platform for some messages that He will bring. And then finally, He did miracles to prove His credentials so that people would know that He was sent by God. Now, let's look at the miracle. John chapter 9, verse 1 says, "As He was passing by, He saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked Him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?'" Now, the assumption among the Jews, including the disciples, was that any illness or any disability was due to specific sins. Now, in one sense, their assumption was correct. All physical problems are the result of our fall in Adam. Adam's disobedience brought sin and death and a curse into this world, and that's why we have problems today, and we have perpetuated that with our sin. But the disciples were asking about a specific connection between the blindness of this man and the sins of the man's parents. So what does Jesus say? Verse 3, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," Jesus answered. "This came about so that God's works might be displayed in him." Now, Jesus isn't suggesting that this man's parents were sinless, and Jesus wasn't saying that sometimes there is a specific connection between sin and illness. Sometimes there is. Rather, what Jesus says is that God has a good purpose, even in illness and even in disability. I think about Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. God takes even the ugly things in our lives, the hard things, the difficult things, and God can use them to bring honor and glory to His name. And that's what will happen with this. Look at 4 and 5. "We must do the works of Him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." The time of light that Jesus references here is His earthly ministry. Jesus was laser focused on what He came to do. Look at verse 6. "After He said these things, He spit on the ground, made some mud from the saliva, and spread the mud on the man's eyes." Verse 7. "Go," He told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. And so he left, washed, and he came back seeing. Now, Jesus heals the man of his blindness, but it seems like a very odd way to do this. Jesus healed other people just by speaking a word. So why does he tell him to, why does Jesus rather take some dirt and spit in it and make some mud and then fashion that into a healed eye on the man's face? Why did Jesus not just heal with a word? Well, perhaps Jesus used different methods to heal people, lest we focus on the method and not on the message. Now, this also could have been really a nod to the original creation of man. Genesis 2:7 says, "The Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the ground and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, and he became a living being." So perhaps Jesus is rehearsing that. He is imitating that as he takes this dirt and he makes an eye. He makes eyes for this man that see perfectly. Verse 8, "His neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar said, 'Isn't this the one who used to sit begging?' Some said, 'He's the one.' Others were saying, 'No, but he looks like him.' And he kept saying, 'I'm the one. I'm the one.'" Verse 10, "So they asked him, 'Then how are your eyes open?' And he answered, 'The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes and told me, "Go to Siloam and wash." So when I went and washed, I received my sight." "Where is he?" they asked. "I don't know," he said. Well, what does this passage teach us? Well, if we go back to the disciples' question at the beginning of this event, why did this happen? We see that Jesus turns their question around. Not why did this happen? Why was this man blind? But how can we allow God to use this hardship for his glory and for his honor? Now, I'm not trying to diminish the tragedy and the difficulty of being blind. That would be a terribly difficult thing to bear. But what an amazing thing that this man became a vessel for people to honor God for his power and his goodness for at least the last 2,000 years. So the question, how can we allow God to use our setbacks, to use our obstacles, to use our hardships for his glory? How can we allow God to do that? What a great question. Let me give you an encouragement for Thanksgiving as we wrap up today. The Bible says in Psalm 50, verse 14, "Offer to God thanksgiving." So let me give you one thing to thank God for today. Thank God today for forgiveness. Think of how high your sins would pile up without the forgiveness of God. And take a moment and thank God for the forgiveness that he has granted you through Christ. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.